Kick the hour off by welcoming in Northbot Optimist Dave Thielen, joining us to talk a little bit about the Optimist organization locally and a fun event coming up here this weekend. Dave, good to see you back in the studio. Sir.
Good to see you again.
Now, I think we had you out about a month ago to talk about the fishing. Yes. How did that go?
It wasn't bad.
Good.
A little slower than we wanted, but kids had a lot of fun. They caught a lot of fish.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
That's all that matters. Now, Dave, for those that have not heard us talk about the Optimist before, give us the Reader's Digest, please.
Well, yeah, it's an international organization and is probably growing faster out of the States than in the States right now.
Wow.
It seems like every week there's a new club that's being built
in
other countries.
Very nice.
Like we just sponsored one from Beirut, Lebanon.
Wow.
The nearest one I heard was from Du Bois.
Wow.
And so...
How cool to see that expansion.
That is, yeah. But here locally, of course, we do the fireworks, and that's the big reason we're here right now. But then also the fishing derby. We've got a child ID program, youth appreciation where we recognize youth, teacher appreciation where we recognize teachers, respect for law, and, of course, patriotism and that's kind of why we do the fireworks.
Yeah, that's what you hang your hat on, is that respect for law and that patriotism, and that ties right into the firework display coming up.
That's right.
Is it this weekend or is it on Monday?
It's this weekend, okay. Saturday, right after the races.
Awesome.
And that's one reason why we picked that, and the race coordinator, he called and says, hey, would you mind doing that again? And we thought, well, why not?
Must have been a good idea, and they liked it.
Yeah, they liked it, and they enjoyed it, and it really kind of put a nice end to their races, and it makes it so that all our people can enjoy the weekend, too. So
Yeah, it works out very well. So the firework display coming tomorrow out there at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, but don't really have to be at the fairgrounds to enjoy the display.
No, I've talked with people that sat there, and they say they sit in their backyard and watch them, go up to Dodge Hill and watch them. So
yeah.
Anywhere you want to go, basically, you can see them.
Where I live, which is about 7 miles south, I can sit on my driveway and look out across town, and I can catch maybe half of it. That gets high enough for me to see.
Yeah.
How many years have you been helping out with the firework display, Dave?
Well, ever since I became an Optimist, that's somewhere close to 30 years now.
Okay. And tell us about the expansions overtaken throughout those 30 years.
Oh, it's... Well, when I first started, Jack Freiberg was the head firer,
mm-hmm.
and he stored the fireworks in his garage.
Okay.
Whoa. Does that violate some city ordinance?
It didn't violate anything. It was perfectly legal.
Yeah.
And then after 9/11, it's just steadily gotten a little tighter
and a little tighter.
Sure.
So now we've got to have them stored with a double security lock. That's one of those unbreakable ones that they say are unbreakable, which I'd...
Yeah, break.
Yeah, but they sure are expensive. And then we've got to keep them under observation till we fire them.
And where do you buy the fireworks from, Dave?
We get them from Tri-State Fireworks in Brighton, Colorado.
Okay.
And he said that this year was a challenge he's never... ever expected.
In terms of the supply chain?
Yeah. Supply chain.
Really?
They couldn't run them through the railroad because California allows the homeless to go into the railroad cars and sleep and stuff, and so they can't ensure that it's secure.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to find truckers to truck it in, and that was expensive. And that was very expensive. Ours jumped about 25% for our show that we do.
And this is not the first obstacle in terms of the supply chain that the Optimists have encountered recently. It was an issue as well when it came to the Christmas tree lot, too. So.
Yeah, and this year we've already know that about 45% of what it cost last year, just add to it.
Wow.
And that's just for freight.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about the display itself, Dave. What can folks expect in terms of the fireworks that will be lit off and the script itself?
Well, we're going to have 17 rounds.
Oh, wow.
And we've got it laid out so that it's sequenced. then. So it should be a pretty nice show.
Okay.
Very awesome. Good.
Probably be well over 200 different display things. Wow. That they'll see. So
if there's anybody out there that's interested in joining the North Platte Optimist, tomorrow's a great day to join. You could volunteer.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow even.
That's right. Yep. In fact, we've got a couple newbies that will be working. And so we had one that called, what was that, Monday, and he just got diagnosed with COVID, so he can't shoot him off. And so, I mean, you know, we can always use a couple new hands. So. Yeah.
And it's a fun time, too. It really is.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but you enjoy it. It's enjoyable.
You'll have a great view of the fireworks.
Well, if you take the time to watch.
If you look up fast enough.
Yeah.
If you have to watch it on video, right? Because you're busy.
That's right. That's for sure.
So, Dave, when can folks expect the display to start, and when can they get out to the...
Well, they're saying sunset's 9:15, I think it is, tomorrow.
Okay.
And that means probably 9:30, 9:45, we can start shooting them off because it'll be dark enough.
Awesome. Encourage folks to come out and watch for themselves out there at the racetrack. Enjoy the races, watch after, or come out just for the firework display, or check it out throughout the community as well. It's not going to be a bad view for it. So.
No, that's true.
Now, Dave, if folks want to get in contact with you directly to talk about joining the North Platte Optimists, how can they do so, sir?
They can call me, and my number's 520-0147. So just give me a call. I'll meet them anywhere. Have coffee or drinks or whatever they want, just to talk to them about what they'd expect. So,
and they could come out tomorrow and shoot the breeze a little bit.
They could do indeed.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Dave, anything else we need to get to this morning?
Well, just invite them all to join us for the fireworks.
Yeah, what a great day it'll be for it, too. So, appreciate all the great work you do for our community as a member of the North Platte Optimists, a very active member, Dave, so very much appreciate that. It's always good to see you in the studio, sir.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.